No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Hope you're having a gloriously, glorious Friday and heading into a phenomenally phenomenal weekend. Yes. That is how I talk, because life is great. Life is grand. All right. As always, check out The Ticket, theticketfm.com, all social medias, Facebook, X, everywhere you can find your sound-only podcast platforms, including Amazon Prime, and also radio and television. Carriker Chronicles as well. The Tube of You, YouTube. Also, CarrikerChronicles.com. Up to 28 content contributors now, I might add. Pretty excited. I'm getting bombarded with people who want to join the site. Takes time to vet them, et cetera, et cetera. But we just keep growing. It's doing great things. Now let's get into my top 5 teams in the country, as I see it anyways. And then, you know, we're going to start the season. All heck's going to break loose. And now I'll look back at this and think what was wrong with me. But for now, let's have some fun. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. Can he do it at a high, high level? He's shown he can take an Ole Miss to be a top 10 team. They return a majority of their starters, 18, okay, returning starters. And then they added the top wide receiver from the transfer portal, the top edge rusher from the transfer portal. Now, they lost Quinshon Judkins, arguably the best running back in the SEC to Ohio State, but Jackson Dart returns a quarterback. Also, they brought in a couple of transfers at the running back position, so they're going to be just fine. I think Ole Miss, if they can beat Alabama, that's like their bugaboo. Like, they can't get past Alabama. Okay. Like, it took Osborne 6 years to beat Oklahoma, 72-78. Then once he did, okay, it was much easier after that. It was always back and forth, very tumultuous back and forth, great games to watch. But that first one was the hardest. If Ole Miss, their bugaboo is Bama. If they can beat Bama, I actually think they're a better team, okay, than Bama. But the question is, can they actually do it? Sometimes being the better team and beating them in a game aren't always the same thing. Number 4, Texas. Now, Texas is a crazy one to me. They lost their top 5 pass catchers from last year. Let me repeat that. The 5 individuals who had the most amount of receptions for the Longhorns last year, gone. So think about that. They had the 2 best defensive tackles, the best defensive tackle duo in America. One of the best run defenses in the country. Boom, both gone. First round talents. One went first round. One almost went first round. You can debate why he did or did not. Their secondary is still a question mark. I'm pretty sure Michael Penix Jr. is still completing passes from that first college football playoff game. So the run defense won't be as good. The secondary is a question mark. They lost 5 of their top 10 pass catchers, or their top 5 pass catchers. So, Adam, why do you have them number 4? Here's why. Quinn Ewers, an offensive line. They have the 2 best edge rushers in the entire Big 12. A transfer from Arkansas State is coming in, and they actually think he's going to be their best defensive player. So they got the best pass rush in the Big 12, probably the best quarterback in the Big 12. They brought in a plethora. I mean, we're counting on transfers here at the University of Nebraska to start at wide receiver, probably, and Isaiah Nayor from Texas, Jamal Banks from Wake Forest. Texas is doing the same thing. okay? And they brought in multiple guys who are considered some of the best pass catchers from the transfer portal to replace those guys. You got the best, you got an athletic linebacker core. You got the best pass rush duo in the entire conference, in the top five in America, if not top three, maybe even higher, depending on how they actually produce together, rushing the quarterback. This is a team that's loaded with talent. And you got Quinn Ewers, who may be one of the top five, top three best players in America. Texas is a little bit more of a question mark because they lost more, but the talent they brought in is insane. So I've got them at number four. But that's why I have Oregon at number three. Okay, Oregon, established quarterback, established offensive line, loaded running back room, five-star athletes all over on that defense. I know what to expect out of Oregon. You could argue Texas is a smidge more just purely talented, smidge more talented, but Oregon is so much more proven. I got Oregon at number three. And it's funny because everyone's pretty much going to have the same top four teams in the country. It's pretty much unanimous across the board. It's always the same two, one and two. It's always the same next two, three and four. So the one through four is pretty much always the same. It just kind of varies as to which team is where based on whose list you're looking at and or listening to. I will say this. If I had to buy stock in another head coach across the country, Dan Lanning would be the guy. Again, he turned down Alabama. I really like what he's doing in Eugene. He's got the culture and resources to win at Oregon. Okay. At some point, before he's done there, he'll probably win a national title, if not more. And Oregon's really good this year. Now, I will say this. My top two teams are obviously Ohio State, Georgia. There was a world where I had Oregon ahead of Ohio State. There was a world where I had Georgia ahead of Ohio State. There's a world where I have Ohio State ahead of Georgia. I have Oregon at number three. I think Ohio State and Georgia, the two most talented rosters up and down.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The only reason I at one point I had Oregon ahead of Ohio State is simply because where Ohio State does have question marks is the offensive line quarterback. That's where Oregon's the strongest offensive line quarterback. Their offensive line's monsters. Dylan Gabriel, a quarterback. He's going to own, by the time he's done, as long as he plays a full season, plays like we expect him to or even close to, he'll be the NCAA's all-time leader in pass yards and passing touchdowns this year. Okay. So here's to a healthy season for Dylan Gabriel. At number two, I, however, do not have Georgia. You could argue the most purely talented team in the country, but they've got more question marks than Ohio State, who I have at number one. Ohio State has more veterans, and they're very talented. Like, the talent is neck and neck. I'd give the slight edge to Georgia. I'd give the veteran edge largely to Ohio State. At number two, I got Georgia. Okay. Carson Beck, easily one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the country, along with Quinn Ewers. Probably one of the top five, at worst, top 10 players in the country. I think ESPN had him ranked at number seven, number eight. Georgia has two of the top 10 rated players in the country. In fact, I'm looking at the list. Carson Beck, Georgia's quarterback at number seven. You want to get a Georgia person excited? Just say the name Malachi Starks. All right, their junior safety. It ain't very often that NFL scouts get excited about a safety. The valued positions are pass rusher, corner, okay, and then it's quarterback, left tackle, wide receiver. Safeties are a little bit farther down on that list, but he's like a once-in-a-decade safety, and NFL scouts are already talking about him. I got Georgia at number two, and we're just going to look at Georgia's schedule because this plays into it too. Clemson, Alabama, Texas, Ole Miss. I mean, that's like three teams in the top five, four in the top ten. You go beyond that, Tennessee, a lot of people have them ranked. They're a team that scares a lot of people this year. I mean, that schedule is pretty brutal, especially their in-conference schedule for Georgia. I got them at number two. At number one, I do have the Ohio State Buckeyes. They had so many guys who, and I've said this like 8 billion times. So here's 8 billion and one time I'm going to say this. They had so many guys who could have gone pro. Every single guy that could have gone pro from last year's team came back except for Marvin Harrison Jr., who was a guaranteed top pick. Everyone else came back. All the they had eight starters return on defense. You add Caleb Downs, okay, to that defense. This is a team who has two first-team All-Americans in their secondary, a corner and then Caleb Downs at safety. So of the four preseason first-team All-Americans across the country, two of them are in Columbus. The question is, are they going to be improved up front on the offensive line? Can Will Howard execute? How consistent can he be on the big stage? How consistently can he throw and take care of the ball? When you got Trayvon Henderson, Quinshon Judkins, and the way Will Howard can run the ball, about 230, 240, they may have one of the best rushing offenses in the entire country. They have one of the most underrated potential big-time rushing offenses in the entire country that nobody's talking about, at least in my opinion, not enough yet. And Chip Kelly, by the way, Chip Kelly's offense at Oregon led the Pac 10 and 12 in rushing 8 straight years. Let me repeat that. Everyone thinks up-tempo, pass the ball, Chip Kelly. 8 straight years, Oregon led the Pac 10, Pac 12 in rushing that conference. In UCLA, they were in the top three every year that he was there. And they weren't as good at UCLA. They're going to be able to run the ball. Can Will Howard make them two-dimensional? Can he take care of the ball? Can he play under the bright lights with everyone watching? And how does the team perform as a whole? Because anything less than beating Michigan, winning a Big Ten championship game, and at least getting to the national title game, if they get there and lose to Georgia in respectable fashion, I think Ohio State fans could stomach it. But if it ain't respectable or they don't get there, it's going to be a failure of a season in Buckeye fans' eyes, fair or not. So how do they handle the pressure? But I think they had so many people come back, and I've said it, you know, 8 billion, here's 8 billion and two times I'm going to say it. It's like Michigan from a year ago. Michigan had all those guys come back because they wanted to win a national title. Ohio State had all these guys come back, and then they went into the transfer portal, and they pretty much went all in. So I've got Ohio State number one in the country. Now, this does not mean this is how the 12-team college football playoff is going to look. First of all, you're going to have a G5 team. And then the 1-4 seeds, you're going to have a Big 12 team and an ACC team along with Big 10 and SEC getting that first round bye. So at some point, I'm actually going to give what I believe the 12-team college football playoff will actually look like, because it's going to be very different than the top 12 teams in the country just based on the way that it's set up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a great weekend. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have as well. Until next time, go big red, and always remember to throw the ball.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor.
That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.